This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Candy's family, Sergeant Candy's 37 with two children, served in the Marine Corps, has been making sacrifices his entire life, sacrifice to work in the Sheriff's Office as well. He was a 2023 St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office Deputy of the Year. Sergeant Candy's and his family are in our thoughts and prayers. Tragic situation. Don't understand why folks really believe that they're successfully going to run from the police. You can't just let them do that, because if that goes on over and over and over again, it gets you nowhere. You got to stop these folks. He was trying to deploy spike strip on Interstate 10, and the driver of the vehicle, a 17-year-old Adrian Wotal of Slidell, just ran over him. He's charged with first-degree murder and other charges. And this situation came to an end when he crashed into an NOPD unit on the South Shore. And here we are. Grieving mom, kids. Just a tragic, tragic situation. And, you know, we've had successes in driving crime down. They have in St. Tammany as well. Sheriff Smith and his organization have done a great job on the North Shore, as well as the municipal police departments up there as well. We're still in this country struggling with police shortages. There was a recent article in posted by CBS in their Austin, Texas branch with the fact that the nation is still struggling to hire police. Response times are of a concern. Average response time in New Orleans, about 20 minutes, of all calls for service. Much better relative to violent crime, right, and persons crimes. But still, average time, 20 minutes. Folks are frustrated with cases going unresolved, albeit here in New Orleans, the solution rate goes up, which is good. We seem to be bucking some of these trends. We're probably, all depends who you are, how you view this, but let's just say for argument's sake, we're about 300 officers down. I think that number 1,200 kind of rings true for a lot of folks. Washington, D.C. is at a 50-year low with employed police officers. Baltimore is down 600 officers. NYPD, their count, continues to decline. They have about an 11% drop in officers since 2019. Chicago, for example, has four cops for every 1,000 people. L.A. is in a crisis. They're operating at 2.1 cops for the same number. And it doesn't matter if you have a strong economy in your area or not. We're seeing that in a number of different cities across the country with very growing economies, still not able to hire police. A recent survey by the IACP, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, found that responding departments on average are operating at nearly 10% deficit, with 65% of those agencies reporting they are offering reduced services and reduced numbers of specialized units nationwide, like detectives, right? Everybody wants to maintain their patrol division because that's the closest connection you have to the public. It's what I always believed in as a law enforcement leader, is that if I could keep the response time low and healthy, the confidence of the public in what you are doing will maintain itself. I need more cheerleaders and detractors in order to be successful, because I've got to manage and massage the public's trust very carefully. And they need to stay informed and involved. The moment you lose it, and we've seen what happens, you got to work three times as hard to get it back. But the only reason I bring this up today is as we celebrate these reduced numbers in crime, we should not lose sight of the fact that these successes have been with reduced numbers, and these numbers are getting worse. The trend has not turned. It has not turned. And I don't know if it will. And we have to figure out how we're going to go about doing this. And look, folks, there are agencies that are offering six-digit signing bonuses. Yes, you heard me. Six-digit signing bonuses. All kinds of different enormities because they are struggling and they cannot pull it together on multiple different fronts. And it's very, very difficult. So it's going to be interesting to see, and we should not lose sight of that fact, that, and we should keep our eye on that ball, and we should compel, for instance, in this mayor's race, answers. What are we going to do? How are we going to go about doing this? We need to right-size the city government. We need to figure out where we're going to be, streamline these things. We have multiple agencies. The city of New Orleans actually is burdened more so than those in Jefferson Parish, because the sheriff's office does what multiple agencies do in the city, all under one umbrella, and not having to deal with as many independently elected and or appointed individuals that are responsible for the safety and security of your families. This will be a big issue, I think, in the mayor's race, and it should be. We should hear from these candidates, not just sound bites. We should hear meaningful remedial solutions to these challenges that we're facing. Too often we vote on sound bites of what sounds great and lofty. Operationally, it won't work. In theory, it sounds great, but in practice, it ain't going to happen. You got to pull too many people together in order to get these things done. You know, we need to focus on simple things first, it would seem to me. This budget, as was pointed out by Oliver Thomas, is now at $1.7 billion with 130,000, 140,000 less people. than were had 10, 12 years ago. We're down to 1 day a week garbage collection. How is this happening? Where is the money going? I think, you know, the same situation of all these grant programs that the city's operating and sending all this money out. Where's the accountability? What are we doing? Are we achieving anything? It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I use this police staffing issue as an entree into these questions. I think we find ourselves, unfortunately, in a really bad shape. And this revelation about $800 million short to finish the projects that have been started on the roads in the city of New Orleans is devastating. Because they're talking about creating more debt to go out there and finish this. What?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the capacity that they have for the purposes of bonded capacity, according to what's been reported, is $600 million. So you're still $200 million short. And then the interest on top of the $600 million in order to get there. Who was doing the accounting of all of this? And why, as this administration begins to unwind itself and walk out the door, for all intents and purposes, that this gets revealed now? Now, how many times did we hear, we have the money, we had the money, we had the money? Money's not an issue. It's all about execution. Money's not this. Money's not that. All of a sudden, we find out we don't have the money. Where did it all go? And why wasn't someone yelling from the top of their lungs a year and a half? This problem did not just come up. No way, no how. It did not just reveal itself now. Someone should be held to account as to who's reporting this stuff out. Who's reporting it out? And now we're behind a proverbial eight ball because we've got neighborhoods that are in complete and total disarray because all of their streets are torn up, and we don't have a solution to the problem. And now we're scrambling. And many of these neighborhoods have been disrupted from a traffic flow perspective for months and years on end. What do we tell these people? It's going to take another 2 years to fix your streets? So you're going to park around the corner for another 2 years? Oh, and by the way, you're probably going to pay more in taxes, or, you know, we're going to pay more than what we ever thought this thing was going to cost us because we mismanaged it from day one, going all the way back to the Reagan administration. And it didn't get much better under the Landrieu administration. In fact, there was not a lot of forward movement at all. And meanwhile, we just continue to ask for extensions to the deadline because we couldn't get our it together in order to deal and spend these dollars appropriately for road improvement. It's why I've said many times, you got to be in a position to receive the money. Getting the money out of some of these administrations seems to be fairly easy. But if you're not in a position to receive it, in order to make the impact of what those dollars are intended for, it's all for naught. And we find ourselves in a position, as we find ourselves in now, where $800 million short, because it has taken us so long, we've asked for so many extensions that the cost of goods to actually do the work is double-digit increases, in some cases as high as 30 to 40% more money because of delays. Because we didn't have the capacity to manage this program. We didn't appropriately evaluate how much money we should put out there to actually manage all of these projects. Without the appropriate management, and when they uncover problems and, you know, change orders and being able to make these decisions in a very short period of time, delay built on delay on delay on delay, these companies ended up being the city's working capital because they weren't paying bills. Now we can't get vendors to bid on this. It gets a little bit better. What do you think's going to happen now? This is absolutely crazy. And that's why I asked of Oliver Thomas, comeback. Comeback from what? Give me the state of the state. When you talk about a comeback, it's usually from a crisis, from an incident that has happened. You know, unfortunately, not as many times is it about successes and, you know, you're coming back to build upon previous successes. Well, that's, I mean, we had 7 years, 7.5 years of not that. I wonder if any of these folks on the council really regret not getting all over the recall petition. I know if I was sitting on that council, I would be ready, willing, and able to make that admission right now. I regret not signing the recall. Because if you will recall, we were not in as bad a shape. That list of 40 items that I talked about is probably 400 by now. And maybe that ought to be a question added to Ron Fauché's list. Do you regret not supporting the recall? Because maybe we could have saved ourselves 2 years ago. And maybe by now we would be talking about successes, more successes, on our own accord, with our own workers, doing what taxpayers are expecting of city government to do. We'll be right back with Ron Fauché after the break. This is Newell on WWL.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. That's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.